Yo, 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 it's the Game Time Show, bro. I'm Keith.
I'm Kevin.
And I'm Stevie.
And I'm B-Town.
That wasn't B-Town. B-Town's taking a shit.
There he is.
Oh, here we go.
We'll be your bros for the evening.
Hi, I'm Brian Bad Touch Townsend.
Yay!
Yay!
Thanks.
Okay, so you went and took a shit, and then you brought like a crumpled up piece of paper, and you handed it to Stevie.
It's our plan for today's podcast.
Mm. Yep, it is a used toilet paper.
Ooh.
That's our plan
today.
That's
our plan.
For this podcast. Yeah.
This is, I'm not saying that this episode's going to be the shittiest one of them all. I'm just saying there's no Stan.
I will say that we have no plan. You guys texted me at work at like 4:30.
Yep. That was an hour and a half ago.
I collected B-Town and Stevie, and we got a pod.
Yep.
And we have a tight schedule, so here we go.
Yeah, we don't give a damn about your schedule, Keith.
Let's rumble.
It's not my schedule. It's Danielle's. I owe her a date.
That's cute.
What did you?
If we're being honest, what did you do wrong? So, first of all, you don't owe somebody a date unless you do something wrong.
Okay,
so we'll get to that.
Getting married somehow.
We'll get to that later on in the podcast on what I've been doing.
We'll
wrong.
Talk about personal life, okay? Right.
But first, you know, I want to start with what you guys have been playing.
Keith, I first want to ask you how you've been. Because it's been a long time since we've done this.
It has been a long time.
It's been a long time.
Our last Game Time Show, bro, was September 10th.
Wow.
So it's been over a month.
Actually, no. I was not there. The last one I did was the one, our first one at our new place.
Yeah. The last one we did was you, me, Kevin.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then my brother.
Spreadsheet cast. It was a good episode. I liked it a lot, yeah.
Yeah. We've all been busy.
Yep.
But I think we've had time to play video games.
Oh, yeah, we've had time.
We have.
All right. Who wants to start?
I mean, I know what I've been playing.
Well, I'd hope we'd all know.
I mean, I've been playing my game, which is called Hack, but we'll talk about that later. You have a game? Yeah.
Nice.
Go to Kickstarter, HAQUE, Hack, help.
All the info will be coming up later.
Yeah. But I've been playing a lot of RPGs in the meantime, because Hack is an RPG, even if it's a little bit more of an action-y RPG. But I've been going back into my PlayStation 1 catalog, and I pulled out Final Fantasy VIII, which is a game that not even Final Fantasy fans like. It's been maligned for being mopey and for having an obtuse combat system. But what I've found is the plot is actually a lot more lighthearted. And, like, if you don't take it in the context of, like, Final Fantasy VII, it's actually a pretty fun game. Also, if you don't try and, like, play it perfectly, because, like, the way, like, you get stronger is by putting magic onto your abilities, and you get magic by stealing it from enemies. So it's not, like, super clear how all of the systems in it work, because they're super complex. And it's not exactly fun to build up all that magic.
Perfect.
So, yeah, it's got problems, but if you're just kind of going through it for the fun part of the combat and for the story, like, it's okay. But it gives you a lot of freedom to be boring and terrible.
I think I started playing Final Fantasy VIII a little while ago. I think I got maybe like an hour, maybe a few hours into it. And I think that was my problem, that, like, the magic onto the abilities thing.
Yeah.
I'm like such a perfectionist. Well, close to perfectionist with that stuff.
Yeah.
And so, like, for me, I was like, well, I'm going to be doing a lot of grinding very early on. And I'm like, can I just get to the story yet?
Yeah. If you can throw that stuff away and, like, ignore the grind, then it's good.
But I think now that I know that, when I go back, because I also have this weird thing where, like, I have Final Fantasy 13 on my PS3, but I can't play that because I have to play 8, 9. Actually, I have to replay 7. 8, 9, replay 10, and then 12, because 11 sucks.
You missed the 10-2.
No, I said it right.
Yeah, you said
replay
it.
7, 8, 9, replay 10 again, the greatest game. 11 sucked, and then 12.
So 8 has this weird thing in the beginning where, like, some of your missions are time-sensitive and time.
Oh, yeah.
And it's actually really fun to just not try and play it optimally and not try and get, like, the best stats. And just see how far you can get with, like, what you can put together in a time limit. And I think that's where the fun of the actual game is. But it sucks that that's all dependent on you as a player and not, like, actually built into the mechanics of the game. Other than that, you know, it's pretty fun. There's no MP system, and that's kind of cool. Summoning, you can summon monsters right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
right.
That's fun. Yeah, I don't know. If you don't like RPGs, Keith, you're not gonna yeah, gonna Keith. You're not gonna wild out over this one. But I don't know. I think Final Fantasy VIII got a bad rap, and Final Fantasy X too is way worse. Even though the combat system in X-2 is amazing, it doesn't make up for the fact that I have to listen to Final Fantasy X-2 as a thing that exists. Mm-hmm.
Final Fantasy VIII just got, like you mentioned, like it just got a bad, like it was the game that followed like the game that started the like. Well, not started, but kick-started the 3D graphics.
Wow.
I'm going to say
foreshadowing.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. Spoiler alert, guys.
But here's the thing about...
that's a hard game to follow.
Right. But here's the thing about Final Fantasy VIII is, like, there's also this subplot. And, like, the overplot is... Or the main plot is you play as these mercenary teenagers who go to mercenary high school. And it's kind of weird and... kind of problematic when you start thinking about child soldiers, but if you can like throw that away and just think about it as an anime, it's fine. But going on at the same time is this subplot where you're playing as these three warriors in like 20 years earlier, and they're way more fun and engaging than the actual cast is. So I'm like, why didn't you make a game about those guys? It's kind of how I feel about like Final Fantasy X too. It's like you had the whole subplot about Braska and Orin and Jekt. Just make a game about that.
That would have been...
Slash
Everett. 10-3 coming out. Yeah. 2020.
10-3, yeah.
I'll make 10-3 confirmed.
I'll make 10-3.
All right. You heard it here, everyone. All right, 10-3
cool.
is confirmed.
Not playing it. Along with the 800 other Final Fantasy games I'm not interested in.
Not even if I made it, Keith. If I made it, and I said, Keith, I know you don't like Final Fantasies, but I made this video game.
And you called it Final Fantasy? How'd you get the rights to this name?
Maybe I work for Square Enix in the future. You don't know.
If you were for Square Enix...
It's final with an E.
It's finial.
Yeah. Finale, you mean?
Yes.
Is that what you mean? Finale?
Actually, no. No,
it's Finale Fanta.
It's fantasy, Fanta. So it's about...
Don't
so it's about
butts. Fanta.
Yeah. Like
so,
your fanny.
So I'll make this promise. If you work for Square Enix, Kevin...
You'll play a Final Fantasy game.
And you're part of a Final Fantasy game.
Yeah.
I will play it. I will complain about it on this podcast.
Good. As long as you play it.
But I will play it.
I mean, I am making an RPG currently that we're not going to talk about.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Until the end.
We're not going to talk about it ever.
I hope you play that.
Oh, yeah, I'll play that for sure. I mean, I think there are cats in that.
Yeah, there are cats.
All right. Yeah, so we can't talk about it.
Spoiler alert.
Stevie, what have you been playing?
I've been playing Ni No Kuni.
It's like old times.
Just like old times. We're back from space.
Ugh.
We were in space. Anyway, so I know, it, but it's...
A spaceman?
It,
ooh!
It's very spacious.
Mm.
That one wasn't as good. Anyway, so I have not been playing Ni No Kuni, but I have been playing Metal Gear Solid 2, which I just finished.
Wow.
I know, I beat a game.
What did you... Alright, so 2 is one of the more problematic ones for the Metal Gear Solid fan base. Because of the whole Raiden.
Yeah, did you know that was coming?
I knew that he was in it.
Yep.
I knew, but I thought it was a little more split time. Like, I know you start a Snake, well, you can opt not to do the Snake part of the game. You can just...
Why would you?
But why, yeah, right? Why would you opt out of that? So I did it. I think I actually asked you, if you remember that. I think I asked you, Kev. I was like, what does this mean? Because it gave, like, weird, vague words about what... And it was like launcher and like turtle or something. I don't know why it's not turtle. But it was the first thing I thought of.
And I said, oh, child.
Yeah.
Just keep going.
Yeah. So I did both of them. Because you could start without the Jack or the Raiden thing. But I did the Snake part of it, which was great. And then the Raiden part, which was okay. I expected more. And granted, so this is the part I didn't know about. It was Snake for a little bit at the beginning and then Raiden the rest of the game. I thought it was going to be Snake Ride and Snake Ride and Snake Ride.
Which would have been cool.
Would have been cool.
I feel like the villains are the main draw to most Metal Gear Solid games, but especially 2.
Yeah.
Because Vamp is cool.
Yep. Vamp's awesome.
He's just a vampire. Like, he's just a vampire in, like, a stealth futuristic game.
Mm-hmm.
He's just a vampire that shows up. And he runs on water.
Yep.
And he runs on the sides of buildings.
Yep.
And he gets stabbed a lot.
He gets shot in the head, right in between the eyeballs, and he's totally good. All right,
spoiler alert.
Sorry.
It's a 13-year-old.
I think it's...
Yeah, that's probably...
Right. The one thing I find most interesting about Metal Gear Solid 2 is that they did everything in their power, I feel like, to hide the Raiden, Raiden mm-hmm. stuff. They had a demo that was literally like the entire Solid Snake portion.
Part. I played through that demo so much.
Same. Me too. Same.
Did you guys get Zone of the Enders? That was the
demo. I took yes. Zone of the Enders.
From demo American disc. Video?
No. I took from Steve nice. Severo. So.
Oh, Steve Severo.
A Severo
What's
reference.
Up, man?
If you want, like, a Kojima game that you can play in a short amount of time, and that is pretty fun, like, Zone of the Enders is really good. I like it a lot. It's a little anime, if you don't like that. I like that, but whatever.
Can we talk, Kevin? Thank you.
I gotta say though, that demo, just being able to knock the like guards out and then throw them overboard on the boat is still one of like
it was great
like top 25 experiences in video games for me. Like at the time, it was totally like it blew my like 13-year-old mind.
You're like, oh, I'm gonna, yeah, this guy's going overboard.
Yeah, woo! Fuck him.
Put him in a
fuck
locker. Give him acupuncture in the face.
Put in the locker was great.
You could shoot. Buckets and stuff.
Yep.
I think
you find some pinups in the lockers.
Anyway,
too.
So I didn't know classics. That at the time because I didn't have a PlayStation back then. So they hid the Raiden thing, mm-hmm. like that was kind of like a surprise to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's why they hated it so much because
nerds.
Also, Raiden's voice was hot garbage.
Yep.
Good lord. But I really didn't mind the Raiden part of it.
They
like,
should replace him with Nolan North. That works really well.
They might have actually.
Continue.
Anyway, but on the whole, I liked Metal Gear 2 a lot. It was wacky. Like Metal Gear 1, I played a long time ago. In fact, I might not have even beaten it, but I just said I was going to start with Metal Gear 2 and just claim that I beat Metal Gear 1. Well, not the original Metal Gear on NES, but the first time.
Solids.
Yeah, solids.
A lot of nonsense there.
Yeah. But I mean, it was definitely like trippy, especially towards the end. Spoiler alert.
That was one of the
like,
biggest
was,
spoilers I've ever heard.
Isn't it all simulation?
Essentially.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Guys, I didn't say you could spoil it for me.
But then Continue. Rose shows up at the end and you're like, what? How is she real?
Yeah.
But
Nanomachines.
So many nanomachines. So many nanomachines in that game. Everyone's like, we can't talk in person, but do you have a nanomachine? And they're like, yeah. And then they're talking, and I'm like, I don't really understand how nanomachines work, I guess. Because I'm like,
or how they
are you
know
whispering now?
Then you didn't understand the TV show Lost, which was basically all about the nanomachines.
Don't even get
Well, how about when they're like, press square to do this, and it's supposed to be like, I don't know, make sense.
Yeah.
So, a lot of people like the future, like the 20 minutes in the future setting that Metal Gear 2 and Metal
mm-hmm.
Gear 1, I guess, are kind of in.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, it's all about Metal Gear 3. Solid 3.
I'm going to get to that. I'm taking a break, obviously. I'm going to probably go back to Metal Gear after the next game I play.
I think you'll find it makes so many improvements, both in terms of controls.
Mm-hmm.
And also, like, you're outside and you can use camouflage.
Cool. Oh, yeah. It takes place in, like, the jungle. Or it starts in the jungle?
It takes place in the Russian jungle.
Nice.
I guess there's one of those. Yeah, you can get like a crocodile hat and hide out with crocodiles.
What?
One boss enemy like controls bees, and another boss enemy just has a flamethrower and a jetpack.
It sounds like nice. Super Mario Brothers.
It's amazing. Like,
all right.
And the characters or like the way they develop bosses in that game,
mm-hmm.
like. Granted, I don't remember a lot from the first one, but obviously Ocelot. Like, Ocelot's the fucking man.
Dude.
First off.
You have to play, three then, because Ocelot is your kind of rival slash buddy, and you meet him when he's like 17 years old.
Then you kill him, like people try to do with Hitler?
You can, but it doesn't work out. Ocelot is kind of Hitler.
Ocelot's kind of Hitler.
Kind of a little bit, but he's like cool Russian cowboy Hitler.
Yeah. With his fucking sweet ass revolver.
Describe Putin.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, they have a lot of it. They have a lot in
common. But anyway, you are right. Like, the boss fights were like, Fat Man was like a dude on roller skate. Like, that was so wacky, but I loved it.
Yeah.
Like, it was just so, it was, Did you play two, Keith?
Well, I know in that fight you have to defuse bombs, right? Or something like that.
Yes, like so you're right. He like runs around on roller skates and you have to defuse bombs or it blows up the shell, whatever you're on. And he's got like this giant bomb-proof suit. And then you have to like shoot him in the head when he like drops it or something. It was so weird.
Every boss but, like, is just shoot them in the head.
Yeah, pretty much. It was I mean, Vamp was wild. Fortune, who was never technically a boss, because he did fight her once. But
you tried to.
You
wasted 30 solid minutes using all your ammo.
And yeah, tons of ammo. Yep. And like you could never hit her. Like there was, they don't even develop.
Her thing is she gets really lucky or like affects probability or something, and like bullets always somehow miss her.
But it was magnets the entire time.
It was magnets the whole time. Or
fucking
something.
Except magnets.
Except for the end.
Or was it?
Spoiler.
She dies.
What? Spoiler. She dies.
God damn it.
Spoiler. She dies.
Yep.
Ugh. And Bowser's in it.
And Bowser's yeah, Keith's in. Keith's in. Keith, do you like Super Mario, like the Paper Mario games or any Super Mario RPG? Because they have Bowser in, and that's an RPG.
You can play as Bowser in one.
I have Super Mario RPG on Super Nintendo.
You can play as Bowser in that one. It's the best.
Bowser's story, you can play as Bowser.
I'm going to play.
Bowser makes you join the Koopa crew so he can join your party.
Yeah, the Koopa Club.
The Koop Klutz Klan.
No, Keith went there. Shut it down.
Well, that's what you're thinking. I was just telling people what you're thinking. You're done.
So anyway, I really liked Metal Gear 2. I will absolutely be playing Metal Gear 3. I have the HD collection on PS3, so it also comes with Peace Walker, which I think was PSP.
And which is the most similar to Metal Gear Solid 5.
Okay, cool. I will also then be getting Metal Gear 4 eventually, which is like $3 now. And then I didn't know that Metal Gear 5 was out on PS3, but it is, and that's great for me.
Listen to
Mr. It's a little down the road, but...
Yeah, maybe you should move on now.
I'm going to space out the games.
Listen to Mr. I have $3 over here.
La-di-da.
Yeah.
Someone's not supporting a child.
You can take that price and
neither
are
you,
it.
B-Tara.
That's what
neither
I
is Kevin.
Neither am I.
I'm supporting myself, which
none
is...
None of us...
But Kevin and
none of us are supporting children.
Nope.
Again.
Man children, though.
Yeah, a little bit. I can't deny.
B-Town.
Hi.
You get to talk now.
I'm so excited.
Fine.
Yeah. Everyone shut up.
No, I got nothing. No. So I recently finished the indie darling Undertale. It is WarioWare meets Earthbound. It's an emotional roller coaster.
That's very specific.
Yeah. No. It's very specific. It is an emotional roller coaster. It is a game that's trying to make you, you know, reflect who you are as a gamer. It tries really hard to be emotional and thought-provoking. I just played it like a dick, and I got some kind of scary, weird-ass ending. Kevin has opinions on it, too, I can tell. He's just over there, like, just squirming.
Undertale.
It's an RPG. You really don't want to play it.
Yeah, you're out.
No, yeah, I'm out.
It's blown up the... The internet, you can
is
tell.
It?
You can tell somebody's a nice person because they enjoyed Undertale.
It's the top PC game on Metacritic right now, beating out Metal Gear Solid 5.
I'm still confused. What the fuck is this game?
Undertale. So it's sorry.
No. I brought it up because I knew Kevin had so much to say about it.
No, I feel like I have been talking a lot though. All right, but for real, Undertale is like okay, so. From like the top down perspective, it's like an old Super Nintendo RPG where like you're walking around talking to characters, getting into random fights.
Yep.
But once a battle starts, it becomes more like a RPG / adventure / bullet hell game. So like when
there's a lot of slashes there.
Yeah. So like you can choose
what was that last slash? Bullet hell?
Bullet hell.
What does that mean?
So, like, you know those, like, games where you're a spaceship and, like, there's lots and lots of bullets?
Yeah, shump. Yeah. Like Galaga or 1942.
Yeah, but, like, there are some games that take that a step farther that's just, like, all bullets all the time and you just have to find the place to
Ikaruga?
Get. Yes, Ikaruga. Dude, Ikaruga, though.
I have it on GameCube. Nice. Apparently it's now worth, like, $200.
Dude.
Sure it's not.
Look it up online. Wow. I'm going to do it right now.
Beep, dude, boop, you realize someone has to pay you $200 for it to be
key.
Worth $200.
Downer Keith.
Listen, I only have $3 to my name, dude. So I need another $200.
And I'm not
already
paying
gonna spend that $3
on
Metal Gear.
I don't want
your
stupid fucking game.
Dude,
fuck.
Invest that $3, man. Put it
into Metal Gear,
in
right.
Metal Gear. All
right.
So when you get into a fight and an enemy attacks you, you have your heart that you have to use to evade like enemy attacks.
What the fuck. All right, I'm listening.
Shut up, Keith.
I'm listening.
What's with your what the fuck under your breath?
I just don't know what this is still.
Okay.
It's like if there's a heart in it. That's pretty fucking the on heart, the nose.
The heart just represents your soul.
If it's supposed to be. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You're
supposed to eat the white pellets, Keith.
You're not supposed. Well, it's not spoilers.
Anyways.
All right, so it's an RPG.
It's an RPG where
darling.
There's an RPG where you don't have to roll any dice. It's all skill-based, is what I'm trying to get at.
Okay, well, I don't like skill-based games.
All right.
Because I suck.
Because you play Destiny.
Dude, Destiny is not skill-based when you don't play other people. It's perfect.
All right. I've also been playing since release. I've not missed a day of playing this game. Splatoon.
Since release.
Since release, I've
played every single day.
I've either put... When it first came out, I was
and I'm getting shit for playing Destiny.
Well, here's the thing. They're releasing a new weapon tonight. You know how much it costs, Keith?
How much?
$0, like every other map and weapon they've ever released.
Oh, slice!
Boom, slice!
Somebody got splatted, which is a term from the game.
I don't play either of them, and I think you're both silly.
No, it's just a third-person shooter that is one of the most fun I've ever had on a video game in a long time.
I'm very happy for you.
That was a good
you.
Slice, Kevin.
Thank you. Thank you.
Nice job, Pete.
Thank you.
We all did good there. Good job, Keith.
Yeah, we all put Keith
out. How did I do? I just got
took that. You took that double slice. Triple slice.
This sucks.
No, but I enjoy it a lot. I used to put 4 hours a day into it, like wake up early, play it, yep. You know, come home, play it.
Yep.
And now I'm finding myself only putting about an hour in every day. I've got other things to do. I got to focus on other things. Got other games to play.
Got, you know, impending wedding as well.
I am getting, yeah, I'm getting married in like sick. In 4 weeks. So, 3 weeks actually. So, shout out to Kayla who still hasn't realized that this is a prank. I'm sorry, baby. She'll hear this when it comes out too late.
Oh, you wanted to hold this off.
I dated her.
At least
this
afterwards.
Yeah, I know. I started dating her to get to the family fortune.
Yep.
Found out there was no fortune, and I couldn't break the con yet because I'm like, oh, I can probably get something out of this. It's been 10 years. It's been 10 years, and I still haven't found an out yet. So.
So what's the out? Do you want me? So you get the priest? Are you getting married in a church?
We are not getting married in a church.
All right. Well. Noise. Well, still make your whatever you call the person that does the thing.
It's a pastor.
Turbo. It's still lawyer. A pastor.
Yeah, it's still a pastor.
Turbo.
Get
lawyer.
Him to say if anyone has whatever if, a reason if, why these
they don't
two
do that
shouldn't.
Anymore.
You know no, that? But get him to do it. I will raise my hand. That's your out.
No, do yes. Have him say if there's any reason. Speak now, forever hold your peace. Then both of you turn around and just make full eye contact with the entire church.
No, scan.
Just be like, do it. I dare you.
B-Town already has a plan.
Ah,
I'm surprised you didn't jump. All on right,
what's your plan, B-Town?
So my plan originally that
hold on,
this is going to be.
Let me just. All right, I just need an audible groan. All right, go ahead.
So the original plan was that our entire 10-year relationship was some kind of like prank. And that I'm actually gay. And that...
I could see it.
Yeah, everyone's always told me that they could see me gay. Surprisingly.
I'm pretty sure I have.
So, the deal was, we'd be up there, yep. And Stevie is not my best man, but I think he's second in line, so if Patrick dies before I then the wedding...
So you have an order of every single...
I have an order of them. They're not order of favorites, but Stevie needs to be there for this reason. So, when they say... Do you? She says, I do. And then we go to me and I say, sorry, babe. I grab Stevie. We start making out.
Yep.
And there's a powder blue Vespa waiting outside the venue for us. And we're going to hop on it, drive off into the sunset.
That's one of the most expensive pranks of all time.
But worth it, right? Like, I'm going to be like...
To whom? Who is this?
It's going to be on YouTube. And Ellen's going to have me on going, why did you break this young girl's heart? And I'm like, it was for the pranks, y'all.
Ellen's not going to have you on.
She has
positive stories on her show. Because she's dead inside.
Whoa. Keith's got some hot takes on Ellen.
Somebody's an old Oprah fan.
Thanks for that hard switch. Because I was going to go on about how miserable my life is now that B-Town and I are getting married together.
Because Stevie obviously wants to go with the prank idea.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Yeah. You get to make out with B-Town.
Yeah. Huh? I just ate a pizza.
Ooh.
So did I.
Ooh. So I have no idea where we are.
Oh, we're about to talk about games. We're going to talk about Destiny, actually.
So, Keith, what are you playing?
So,
Keith, what are you playing?
So when was the last time we potted was September 10th.
You need to talk about new Destiny.
I haven't been playing anything but Destiny.
Density. I've heard Density's great.
I didn't finish Density.
Well, too bad.
I haven't finished Destiny either.
Nice.
So The Taken King dropped September 15th, and I've been playing very hard since then. But the big thing that happened, I kind of want to just jump straight to this, is the big happening in Destiny this week is that the monster that is microtransactions has reared its ugly head.
Oh, I did not know this.
So they're selling emotes, which are basically dances.
Yep. Hold on.
For $2 a pop, or $5 for ones that are purple versus blue. That means they're legendary versus rare.
Wait, it's a legendary dance?
So one of the legendary dances is the Carlton. So I'm very tempted. But no, Kevin, I haven't spent any money
Kevin put his hand in his hand.
Yeah. So they've only been in the game for 3 days. And Bungie has claimed that with this, they are never going to charge for expansions again. Rather, they are going to make their money through microtransactions.
Dancing microtransactions.
You know what? I am actually positive about that, and I'm okay. As long as they're not selling power, as long as
it's flare only.
As long as it's flare only, that's totally fine. Steve and I play Path of Exile, which is entirely funded by people who want shiny sparkles when they walk.
Yeah. I've put 800 hours into Team Fortress 2 in 2 years, so yeah, I agree.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm okay with it.
The difference being, Path of Exile is a free-to-play game. And so is this another game I play called PlantSide 2. They're both free to play, but they're both supported by these microtransactions. Destiny is not free to play, but they are trying to push out more content and more expansions and stuff. I think it could work. I think they could find a way to make that agreeable for everyone, and I know they have to make money.
If they can keep true with, like, not charging for expansions from... Because was Taken King charged?
Yeah, so Taken King...
How much was Taken King?
So if you bought everything together, like first time in Destiny, everything, all DLCs and Taken King was 60.
I forgot we talked about this.
Taken King alone was 40, which is steep. But I'm still positive on it because the Taken King, like the amount of content they dropped was more than it's been in Destiny, like in general. Mm-hmm. It feels like I've gotten more than twice the game that it started at. So, I mean, I won't argue that Destiny has the most content of any game or it's, like, the best deal out there. But I'm happy with what I've gotten over the last year for the $100 I've spent or whatever.
Yeah.
And they gave me 2 free emotes. So I got 2 free dances.
Oh, good.
I'm not going to give them any more money.
I'm glad that you've put your money into something you, like, passed on to your children, like, as an heirloom.
Yeah. This is an investment.
Yes.
This is going to pay off.
And Destiny's like, going to be playing for, like, another 20 years solid. Absolutely.
You could have the Carlton to pass down to your children.
Yeah.
That would cost me $5, and I'm not willing. I can't
Could you unlock or win?
That's more than Metal Gear Solid 4.
That is more than Metal Gear Solid 4.
Yo, could you give me that $3 so I can afford the Carlton?
Yeah. Yes. For your children, Keith.
Thank you.
Okay, as someone who doesn't play Destiny...
Yeah.
Like everyone else on this podcast Keith?
Here's what would get me to play Destiny.
Okay.
Is if the story was maybe a little bit better.
So what I will say is that the new story missions are just like... It's night and day.
Yeah.
Like,
okay, cool.
That's good.
I would put it at the level of Halo. Like, that's the level it's at. So It's not the greatest storytelling, but they've invested time. There's a thread there that makes sense, and I was invested when I was playing it. The main story with the Taken King is only like 3.5 hours, so that's really where they focus their storytelling. But there's at least like I'd say another 10 hours of story missions that are kind of one-offs.
Okay.
That all have better stories than anything that was in the original Destiny.
I love the story of Halo, which is why I was disappointed when people were like, the story of Destiny isn't really all that, or very satisfying. I do find it hilarious that the plotline of this one is you beat up Crota so bad his dad is now mad at you.
So that's a good transition to the fact that I finally beat the raid.
Oh, nice!
Yeah, I took out Oryx, who is the dad of Crota.
Crota's dad!
Crota was the boss of the second raid they released. And okay. King's Fall, this new raid, is where you beat Oryx. It was really fun.
Okay. Is he the Taken King?
The one thing that kind of sucks is that you need six people, so it's really hard to get six friends to play. Like, yeah. Five friends and you to play. So you're kind of stuck either waiting a long time or playing with random people.
Ooh, which rough. We've talked about, and it can be hit or miss, mostly.
So the thing is, with Taken King, it's been mostly hit.
Really?
And that's good. So
I've only adults can afford it?
So there's a website called Destiny LFG. Yes, that is also the kids great. Are waiting to get the expansion for Christmas.
Yeah.
It's true. So right now I'm encountering a lot of 20 somethings or 30 somethings or 40 somethings, whatever. Yeah. And they're all really nice, and a lot of people get joy out of helping other people get through the raid.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool.
I felt that when I did like Final Fantasy Online, and I would group with randos for like missions and raids and stuff, and like everyone's just like, oh good, a tank that knows what he's doing. Thank you for helping me.
You mean 14?
Like, yeah, 14, sorry. Nice. What did I say?
Online.
Yeah, sorry, yeah.
10. Because that's 11. And
yeah, 11 that is 11.
Sucks,
yeah.
But
it's not great. But 14 is really fun.
So I've heard.
So, yeah, I mean, randos is tough, yep. Like you said, but I think as, like, I can hold my own in the raid. Like, I studied YouTube videos because I really didn't want to be the person that was like, okay, what do you do now? Okay, what do you do now? And the raids are actually pretty complicated. Like, there is, once you understand them, like, once you understand that, like, oh, this relic is going to appear here, and that means that you have to stand on these poles in this one order, and then you have to shoot these snipers at this specific time, and then you have to go to this specific
That's
place.
That's extensive. Jesus.
Yeah. It's all about patterns, but, like, yeah. It's kind of funny how, like, the best players learn it, and then they pass it down and pass it down and pass it down, because people, with six people, you have to join random people. But it was really satisfying. Like, even nice. Though I would put myself out of the six, the raid team I did it with, I was probably fifth best, you know? Ooh. Like, I knew what I was doing in general, but I didn't know what I was doing in the raid other than YouTube videos. Yeah. It still felt, like, immensely satisifying.
Did you these people afterwards?
Yeah, so, ooh. Like, yeah, so...
Oh, that's cool.
Like, they all said, oh, I'm going to friend you. And I was like, wow. I mean,
oh, so do you
want to shout out to them now? So when they
hear yeah, Cool Viper, what up?
What up, Cool Vibes?
Pac-Man Cam? No, Pac. I don't know his name. Pac-Man
that sounds
Cam.
Like a porno. I'm in Pac-Man Cam. What up,
Kool-Aid Man? What up?
Oh yeah.
And then I met someone this morning, Aunt Tanny.
Aunt Tanny. Giving you a big shout out.
So you know, I mean. It's been a nice thing where people have been nice.
Yeah.
Dude, that's what ruins most online games for me is I can't stand
people. Yeah. The people playing.
But you know what Destiny ruins? What? Marriages.
Oh, that's like, why we're going on a date tonight.
Yes,
date
we're going night. On a date tonight because I play entirely too much Destiny. One last thing I wanted to say about Destiny. I want you guys to guess how many hours I've put into Destiny since I started playing in, I want to say, June.
Let's
so
say
if, June so 1st. We lose if we go over, right?
Just guess.
1 hour, Alec. No.
Bob.
No, Drew.
You don't want to lead Drew. With 1 hour.
True.
I'm going to lead with 1 hour.
You think you let the other two people go, and if you think they're above, you go
yeah,
1 hour.
That was a rookie mistake.
Let's see. I have 250 hours in XCOM.
All right.
So, and I've been playing that for 2 years, but I've been playing it kind of off and on. So I'm going to say 400 hours for Keith.
I'm going to say 320.
Well, hold on, Stevie. How many hours have you put into a single Pokemon game?
It doesn't count if you EV train. It doesn't count if you EV train.
I want to say I put 900 hours into a Pokemon game.
What?
A single cartridge.
A single cartridge.
One okay. generation.
All right.
And then for me, I'm going to say, I'm going to go a soft 200.
The winner here is Kevin. I've put in 495 hours since June 1st.
Holy bush, dude.
So tonight's going to be a real fancy day.
I've honestly put in the last month, I've probably put in 200 hours.
My God, when's the last time you Netflix and chilled?
When is the last time you Netflix and chilled?
200 hours seems steep, but like, if I'm doing the math, when I realize like when Taken King came out, like I'm kind of nervous. I honestly think
a shout out to Sophia.
It's like 150 to 200 hours in a month.
What about Crunchyroll and stay on your opposite sides of the couch?
How about Hulu and hand jobs?
So,
the saddest thing I've ever heard.
So on Reddit today, I read something that made me laugh. There's something called Three of Coins in Destiny, which is like it's essentially a drug. Because okay. You can only buy it from your dealer, Xur, on Fridays.
And Xur? Wait, the name of the guy is Xur?
Xur. He's the exotics dealer.
That's a great name.
But he has this consumable called Three of Coins, mm-hmm. and you pop it before you kill a boss, and it gives you an increased chance at an exotic drop.
Oh, God.
And, like, the only way to
so it's like to level besides exotic drops.
Beyond 300
yeah.
gears that are... gear that isn't from the raid is to infuse exotics into it. So I've literally just been buying as many three of coins as I can, yep. and then just popping them. And then I had like a nightmare the other day about having no three of coins.
So Keith, in psychological experiments,
yes.
All right. So they have dogs,
yep.
and dogs are universally treated well by one of their experimenters, so that petted, loved.
Yep.
And that dog forms a bond with that
yep.
researcher. There's a researcher who comes in and treats the dogs poorly, disciplines them, doesn't feed them, doesn't provide any care for them. And the dogs universally do not like this caretaker. And the third caretaker randomly selects one of these two actions when they treat the dogs. Either they treat them well, or they treat them poorly.
Uh-huh.
And the caretaker with the random attributes forms the strongest bond with the dogs. The dogs love the random caretaker for whatever reason. That's what's happening to you with Destiny right now, because it's so random chance, and that's how people form gambling addictions. It's in like animal and human psychology to like the thing that treats you well sometimes and poorly others.
So I could see that. And yeah. The one thing I want to say is that I've never really gambled in my life.
Yep.
For money. So Destiny is probably saving me a lot.
Probably. Oh, yeah.
Thanks, and the last thing I lied. The last thing I want to say is the best drop I got this week was an exotic heavy at 310 attack.
What?
Called Thunderlord.
No! Thunderlord!
No, stop, stop.
Whoa.
From, who? Get this, from a what? Legendary engram.
No! I already came. Way before that.
You lost Sorry. Me, exotic.
Well, exotics are better than legendaries. You can't get heavy exotic engrams. Yeah. I got it from a legendary
Thunderlord.
Thunderlord. It shoots bullets that chain lightning. It's
what?
Amazing. Anyway, let's move on.
All right.
It's too much Destiny. I want to talk about Nintendo.
Wait. Hold on.
Wait. We can't glaze over.
We can't glaze over the fact that you have
my marriage is being ruined by Destiny.
Well, like, look, I told you how much I've been playing lately.
I know, but it's good that
so
you're
So then I wake up
wife,
super
out.
Early when Daniel's still asleep to play.
Of
I
course.
Stay up late when Daniel's asleep to play.
Yep.
And then when Daniel's at the gym, I play.
Yeah.
So there's not a lot of hours in the day that I'm playing when Daniel's home.
That's good.
But there's some, and that's enough for me to owe her a date tonight.
That is okay. It's
was
good
date,
to take your wife
was the
out.
Date your idea?
All right, so I'm going to look bad again. originally, we were going to... She was going to pick up food from the gym, and then we were going to just hang out here and watch our DVR, whatever.
Yeah.
That was good. But then when you told me that we could podcast, I was like, you know what, Danielle? We should go out, which bought me some time.
You sneaky, tricky minx.
So first I got her to agree to that, and then I told her what was up, and she was fine with it, but I almost didn't tell her.
You tricky minx.
You sneaky sneakerman.
Yeah, you know me.
All right, so that's awesome, one.
Yes, and Danielle, thank you. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Danielle.
Very much.
But
and enjoy your day tonight. Listen, or man, will you listen to it?
You can't let destiny get in the way of podcasts. And literally down the street from you, you can
So I feel like we've all been very busy. And like
so much gold spray paint.
I just, you know, like I think we
B-Town's getting married.
We're I think I personally needed just a little bit of time.
Yeah.
From Game Time, bro, but I'm back, and I'm back big. And
we're back big.
And we're back big. I would like to podcast weekly, if possible. I don't care when. Bi-weekly, even. But monthly isn't cutting it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm just happy we're all here.
Yeah, yeah. It's good.
That we're all still friends after all these years.
Yeah. After all these podcasts. But can I just jump to Nintendo now?
What's wrong now?
Oh, yeah, what
rip Nintendo, and then we can talk about how cool Twilight Princess HD might be.
Yeah. All right, so fuck Nintendo. Here's why. The game that they were touting at E3 as like their big game of the fall, they delayed. Star Fox, which looked like shit, by the way.
Yeah, it did.
It looked like fucking hot garbage, but whatever. That was their big garbage game of the fall. Mm-hmm. It is delayed. They do not have anything this fall or for the next like year. What the fuck do they have today? Which came out 6 months ago in fucking Europe and like 2 years ago in Japan. Like what the fuck? Here's what we got. This is what we have. We got Yoshi's Woolly World, ooh. Fatal Frame. Who gives a fuck?
I kind of. But
Animal Crossing Amiibo Festival.
Looking forward to that.
Of course.
That's fucking Mario Party, but with Amiibos. Worse. But worse. Mario Tennis Ultra Smash.
That's I'm in on
Steve,
that.
Steve, my character.
I love.
You're selling love it tennis. To all of us.
And then Xenoblade Chronicles.
So
X.
far, you've hit at least one game for each. The three of us.
Oh, yeah. Is this why I own a Wii U?
You own a Wii U? You own it for Smash and Kart.
I don't own Smash.
You own it for Kart.
He owns it for Kart.
I own it for the fact that I love fucking Nintendo games. I love Mario. Bowser. I love Zelda, which, you know, fuck it.
Which, fuck you for liking Zelda is basically what Nintendo is.
Yeah, exactly. 3DS as well. I just bought a new 3DS back in what, like, March or February.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't played it since fucking.
They're coming out with Majora's Mask. Heroes. Yeah.
Triforce Heroes, the first game in what 10 months that it's anyone a gives time. A shit about, and all it is just
four swords.
Fewer features. Yeah, you have fewer players.
Three swords.
That's what it is. Yokai Watch. Who cares? Yokai Jeez. Watch. Who gives a fuck?
Jeez. Oh, actually,
he's not yokai with it.
No. I'm actually interested in Yokai
Watch. All right, for all you RPG lovers, I don't know what the fuck this is, but
what else? Do you
Pokemon Super Mystery Dungeon.
All right, now
these are all the games. Like,
I never got into it. I never played, but I never saw myself getting into Mystery Dungeon.
Why do I care?
You don't. You're not 8 years old and Nintendo doesn't give a fuck about you.
They don't give a fuck about anyone.
Of course they don't. They have $40 billion in the bank. They could fail as much as they want for the next like 30 years and they'd be fine. They could lose $1 billion a year. They could lose $1 billion a year and still be fine.
All right. They'll be fine, but that doesn't make any sense. That's not how you run a business. You run a business to make money, not to fucking slowly lose
it. They're making art. It's not great art.
All I have to say is if this is our fall, the NX better be fucking incredible.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the real problem with the Wii U is that we can't have Nintendo as the only like developer making games for it. Because there's going to be these big droughts.
Yeah.
The problem with the Wii U is Nintendo has given no faith to third-party developers as far as the Wii is going to be around in a year.
Because they're stubborn as fuck.
We don't know if the Wii is going to be around in a year.
Probably won't be. It's going to be the Smash machine.
Yeah. And
Splat machine.
Or the Splat machine. We don't know if the Wii is going to be around in a year. Nintendo doesn't encourage third-party developers like it used to. And its policy has always been, you know, more strict than that of Sony or Xbox. It's like they're perfectly happy just to make their own games. But it sucks for a consumer because what are you going to play on your Wii U? Apart from Fatal Frame, which could be fun.
Could be fun.
Well, here's the thing. Too
spooky. Too spooky.
I feel like I'm definitely getting a lot of advertising from them about their indie market. How they like to take, you know, popular indie games that you might have not played yet. Hey, they're on sale on Nintendo right now. Come play these games.
The indie developers...
They've been trying to like pull in smaller developers for their eShop.
The developers I've talked to... either aren't sure that the market on the Wii or 3DS shop is really for their game or for them, or they're not really sure Nintendo is really committed to, you know, keeping up with their product. Like, if they have to update it, is that going to be a nightmare to do through Nintendo? Mm-hmm. So it's rough. It's rough being small and putting stuff on. But, like, we don't need just any developers on Nintendo games. You could go with, like, smaller third-party developers, except even those are kind of drying up in Japan. The real problem is Nintendo doesn't want to work with anyone who isn't, like, in Japan.
Yeah, I mean, but another problem is just they weren't fucking developing the right games, you know? Like if they thought past, like, a couple years, we should have a new fucking 3D Mario by now. We should have a new Metroid. We should have something that interests me at all every holiday season. Something.
I think Nintendo is too scared by the concept of Metroid because they don't know how to make it family-friendly.
Yeah, they're stuck on that right now.
And they won't release a game that isn't family-friendly.
But that implies that fucking, like, kids are all about the Wii U. No one has a Wii U.
No, kids are all about Minecraft.
Yeah, which is owned by Microsoft.
They've got four clones in the eShop.
The only thing children today are playing is Minecraft. That's it. That's the only thing they care about. And that's fine. Minecraft is great. I don't play it anymore because I'm not interested. But
I got too scared and won't go under, like, 100 blocks. So I'm like, yeah, you know what? I'm staying on the surface and I'm building a beautiful farm.
Yeah.
It got blew up one day, closed it, never opened again.
There you go.
There it rests on your server.
There it rests and I weep.
I don't know. I think it's just like ever since E3, I've been so fucking pissed off at Nintendo.
And you should be, because Nintendo doesn't give a shit about you.
Yeah, I mean, this could be the first home console I don't buy since fucking, I don't know, PS1.
You mean the NX?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if they have,
Oh, it launches with Zelda, I'm in.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the question. Yeah. What if it launches with Zelda? What if that new Zelda game that they've been pushing really hard, like, look how beautiful, open world, Skyrim-ish this could be.
Yep.
What if that is the last game on the Wii U, the first game on the NX? Well, you're not gonna play it on the Wii U. Going to play it on NX.
I'm playing it on Wii U. Fuck Nintendo.
Here's the thing, is because we love these games so much, is why Nintendo can treat us like shit.
Yeah.
No.
They've been treading on nostalgia hard. Yeah.
I'm sorry, I phrased that wrong. Because we love these games so much is why Nintendo treats us like shit. It's not that they can. They shouldn't be allowed to treat us this way. We're perfectly, like, logical adults. It's just they're treating us like we don't matter, and that sucks.
Well, as someone that likes their newest IP, like, likes it a lot, like, I have a Splatoon tattoo on my back, I'll show the viewers later. Look at my Instagram, SplatoonLover69.
Yes, Instagram. It is the sister of Instagram.
It's a German knockoff.
Yep.
Yeah.
Less filters.
I'm on Instagram.
All right, so ladies. Splatoon.
But as somebody who loves their newest IP, like, I don't feel dejected because I'm not a big Zelda fan. I've never played a Metroid game.
So why do you like Nintendo?
Kirby.
I haven't played the two Anubis Kirbys on consoles. I just had to buy them. I have a large library to get through. But something about the platform I enjoy a lot more than PlayStation and Xbox. I've never owned an Xbox, and I've never liked people that liked Xbox. Sorry, Kevin. Sorry.
I'm a PC gamer.
That's pretty
now.
Aggressive. Xbox.
Ugh. Well, here's the thing is that I don't understand, like, why they thought they could they had to pay for to play online when
it's dumb.
The PlayStation and the Wii.
Well, so let you play online. I will say to defend them, their service is 100 times better than what's on Nintendo, for sure. PlayStation Now charges for PS4.
I'm talking last generation.
I get you.
No.
It was the best service.
By far.
It is true.
I think they definitely needed the money to keep, like, you know, Halo. There was really a Halo machine to begin with.
Yep.
And to support all that Halo Online, they needed to charge. But when you looked at the other options you had, as good games on the PlayStation, you could have saved so much money.
But you do end up spending, I think, more on PlayStation, like, for just the hardware, correct?
So there's an impending price cut, but as of now, you pay more for a system you know, that is a little more powerful, but yeah, you're paying more.
But like, yeah, it eventually evens out because you're not paying, you know, monthly for an online service. The difference being like, Sony is a hardware company. They want their hardware to be the best. Mm-hmm. Microsoft's a software company. They want their software to be the best.
And then Nintendo is a...
Yeah, and then Nintendo
is Nintendo's like
trading card company.
Yeah, a trading card company. Yeah. They make art. That's what they do. They don't want to make games. They want to make art.
All right, so make interesting art.
I understand.
I feel like the purpose of art is to get us asking questions and to fulfill some sort of
niche. Who's Bowser Jr.'s mother? That's what I want to know. Who,
Animal Crossing Amiibo Festival? Wow.
Like, I want a few of my favorite Animal Crossing characters on Amiibos, and if I can only get those Amiibos by buying that game is in my library.
I will hold up Nintendo games as art, but not every one of them, and I wouldn't say Nintendo is an art company, but I think we should hold up Nintendo the standard of art, just as we should hold up any game to that standard. Mm-hmm. But Nintendo has $40 billion in the bank. They don't give a fuck about us. They don't have to. Mm-hmm.
Do you need Stevie's 3?
So they have $40 million in the bank to start making some...
Speaking of money in the bank, Kevin.
Yeah?
Do you need any money?
Oh.
From friends or family?
Oh. Well, I am making a video game. Can we talk about that?
Do we have time? We can. I mean, I don't typically let B-Town transition.
I think you should.
Because that was rough.
That was a rough...
No, I liked it.
I like to pivot, though.
Let's
thought he was going to talk about wrestling when he said Money in the Bank.
Is it time? Right? Is it time to
talk
about
it? Yeah. It's time.
Okay.
It's time. We ripped on Nintendo enough.
It felt good. Fuck, man.
Hey, I don't blame you.
I talked about making a new game a little while ago on the last podcast, and now I'm kickstarting it, and we're halfway through that Kickstarter.
Okay.
It's going good so far. I'm not funded yet.
How close are you?
We are 40% of the way there, and we have 50% of the Kickstarter left. So we need to make up some time.
So how did it go the last time? Did you see a similar trend?
Pretty much when I compare the two graphs, it's the exact same shape. I'm expecting a bump towards the end.
Yeah, when people are like, shit, we need to get this funded.
Yeah.
It's all the people that were like, you know, I'll play this when it gets funded. And then it's like, oh, it's not funded yet. Here's some more money.
Yeah, and like... Part of the reason why I'm trying not to worry so much is because, you know, my goal is reasonable. It's $6,400. And, you know, that could, like, with one good week, I could make up what I need. But, you know, it's like, I think people just, like, need to just help me out a little bit because... I need it.
I'll help you out.
I need to sleep at night. And B-Town's making art for me, and Steve's vowed to help me out with playtesting and camera work and stuff.
Keith will be there to crunch the numbers for you.
Keith hates RPGs, so he's going to... If I can make Keith like this game even a little bit...
You've made the right game.
Hit on some key things, like including cats.
Yeah. Yeah, and like...
I drew a fist today.
Yeah, you did do a really good fist today.
Thank you.
I'm working on like AI and stuff this week, which is actually really fun for me. Should probably be doing a little bit more marketing, but
that's the worst.
It is the worst.
It's the worst.
Well, think out. You've been on like a few interviews, haven't you?
Yeah, I did. This is maybe my fourth like podcast interview this week.
Really?
Yeah.
We're not your first.
This is the best, though. Right?
This is the best. One of them was on YouTube. Yeah, I've been around this week.
So you're doing the circuit.
Oh, dude, it is my fourth. Yeah,
and you end here, obviously.
Yeah,
obviously.
No, I'm gonna be going all next week too. And then like the last week is just gonna be me crossing my fingers and begging and pleading. Like, yeah, this Kickstarter is like super stressful for me. But honestly, I think Hack will get funded. Like, I'm not about to throw in the towel yet. It's going to be a fight, but it's going to get funded.
I mean, so how many weeks do you have left?
Two.
2 weeks.
Yep.
So you need, you know...
$4,000.
$4,000 in 2 weeks.
Yep.
So that's only $2,000 a week.
Yeah.
But again, it's going to bunch up towards the end because people are going to be like...
Because what I do sometimes is I actually star things that I'm interested in.
Yeah.
It'll remind me 48 hours. Oh, hey, look at this. Truth be told, I actually, if it's not funded, I don't put money towards it because because I'm in the terrible camp of, oh yeah, Kickstarter is kind of like an online delayed store. Yeah, whatever. Which is a terrible way to look at Kickstarter.
Yeah.
But, you know.
It is. Right. It's because that's not really what
That's not really what it is. It's a game of faith.
Yeah. If you, and like, I try to like present myself as a human as much as possible when I do interviews or stuff, because like, I don't want
people to be tough.
It is, especially for me.
Yeah, you're alien.
Yeah.
Some kind of monkey.
It's like you're putting your money somewhere and you're putting a lot of trust in the person who's handling it, because the truth about Kickstarter is you might get a thing and like you don't know yet.
Yeah, I've been screwed before.
It's mostly going up your nose.
Especially with video game Kickstarters. It's mostly going right into my Coke fund.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, by the way, Keith, can you drink Coke yet? I remember a long time ago, like you went off Coke.
So I'm freshly off Coke. It's been 3 days.
Good for you, man. Hey, fight the fight.
And I think one of the first like interactions I had with you, I learned that you're a big Coke fan. And,
yes.
I gotta get you that Mexican Coke.
I'm such a huge that real fan. Shit. It's terrible.
Yeah.
But so hack.
Yeah, hack. I'm talking about like the business end of like this, which is probably not the interesting part. But hack is like my RPG love letter stone soup of all the things I like about fantasy fiction and tabletop role-playing games and roguelike games, all fused into this one sort of celebration of telling fantasy stories and playing with those tropes. So that's a bit broad. Hack has only been in development for about 2 months. You can check out the video, which I think sells it better than my words, honestly, on my Kickstarter page. If you go to Kickstarter and type in HAQUE, you'll find me trying to make a video game. So basically what I'm doing with this is it's like a shout out to the old RPGs of yore. I'm trying to make the screen look like you're playing on an old CRT monitor from 1985. All the characters are pixelated but expressive. And it's taking cues from one of the oldest RPGs in the name of roguelikes, Rogue, which is a game that had like shifting dungeon layouts and randomized monsters and randomized loot. And I'm taking that to the next level and trying to make it fun for a bunch of people who maybe, you know, don't know what a roguelike is, or maybe looked at a roguelike once and was like, that's all text and I'm scared and I'm leaving. So if you want to play a video game that I made, you can
cough up the cash.
You can cough up the cash for Hack. I'd really appreciate it. Thank you.
Hack. HAQUE.
HAQUE.
HAQUE. Yeah.
Not Indiegogo to hell, but Kickstarter.
Yeah. And Brian's helping me with art. Hi. You know.
Uncredited, of course.
No. Actually, I'm credited.
He is.
Why?
He is
credited. I'm actually on the Kickstarter page.
He is on the Kickstarter page.
Hey, here's a picture of Brian. Yep. Pixelated. He's helping me with general graph design. And
I thought that was a pretty good interpretation.
I thought, no, you... So the one thing was weird about your illustration of me is that you made my head fatter than yours, which I feel like our heads are the same size.
No, your head is actually, like, I think, longer.
I would trust Kevin.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing.
I know what Kevin... I also don't, like, look at myself a lot. I just look at Kevin to see how I look. I mean, am I looking good? Yeah, I look good.
I mean, we're both kind of pineapple-y.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Scaly skin.
Spikes.
Yeah. Yep.
Technically a droop.
All right. Ooh. Last thing you want to say about Hack, and then we got to call this podcast.
It's a game where you can be a werewolf eagle with a cat friend and attack things with a sword.
Wow, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, he sold it.
Oh, I'm sold.
Yeah. Any other links or anything like that? You can
follow me on Kickstarter. I am at RealKevinCole.
You mean Twitter.
Sorry.
Follow me on Twitter at RealKevinCole.
Follow me on Twitter. It's been a long week, everybody. Thank you for listening to me talk about my video.
I mean, we'll link you in the post for this podcast.
Jeez, it's all right.
Well, I don't have to because no one looks at it, but it would make me feel better.
If you could send like Danielle or Kayla over too.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I'll just post the link on a bulletin board at my work and just see what
perfect.
Happens. Just see what happens.
Just you know what you gotta do is you gotta post that that QR code.
Well, anyway, you can follow Kevin there. You can follow us at Game Time Bro on Twitter or Instagram, whatever.
I don't care, bro.
We don't give a fuck.
GameTimeBro.com.
Well, I'm Keith.
I'm Kevin.
I'm Stevie.
And I'm Brian.
Bro off.